With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Democrats are likely to introduce a bill next month aiming to resolve uncertainty for Dreamers, young immigrants who were brought to the United States illegally as children. Wall Street Journal reporter Luis Radnofsky joins us with more details in just a moment. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. General Electric is selling its biotechnology business to life sciences conglomerate Danaher for $21 billion in cash. GE had planned to spin off its entire healthcare business. The sale of its biotech business will help the company to pay down its more than $100 billion in debt. The deal is expected to close in the fourth quarter. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett said in a CNBC interview on Monday that his company Berkshire Hathaway and private equity firm 3G Capital overpaid in 2015 when they helped Heinz buy Kraft. Berkshire Hathaway revealed Saturday that Kraft Heinz contributed to a $2.7 billion loss for the company. Wall Street Journal reporter Nicole Friedman has more.
Berkshire owns about 27% of Kraft Heinz, and Buffett said they do not plan to sell and they do not plan to buy more. They're very happy with that stake. So even though the value of the stake has declined and that hurt Berkshire's net earnings in this most recent quarter, they're still looking in a very long-term direction. They're very long-term shareholders, and they expect that, Buffett said, will still be happy to own Kraft Heinz 5 or 10 years from now.
Buffett, a Democrat, also said in the CNBC interview that he would support Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, if he decided to run for president in 2020. Chinese telecom giant Huawei is going on an ad blitz as it seeks to counteract U.S. efforts to get its allies to ban the company. Huawei rolled out high-profile ads to mixed results in New Zealand and Germany. The company also unveiled its foldable smartphone, a competitor to rival Samsung's, as the mobile industry's biggest event of the year, the Mobile World Congress, kicks off in Barcelona this week. Huawei's Mate X, like Samsung's Galaxy Fold, also comes at a steep price, about $2,600. Bank of America is phasing out the name Merrill Lynch from its trading and investment banking operations. The bank says it'll also rebrand most of its wealth management business under the name Merrill. Bank of America bought Merrill Lynch when the firm sold itself during the heat of the 2008 financial crisis more than a decade ago. Still to come, more details on how lawmakers hope to resolve the fate of Dreamers. Democrats are expected to introduce a bill next month that would codify protections for hundreds of thousands of young immigrants who were brought to the United States illegally as children. The fate of so-called Dreamers has been in limbo since President Trump ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, in 2017. Joining us via Skype from Washington to bring us up to speed is Wall Street Journal reporter Luis Radnofsky. Luis, Dreamers did come up during the debate over border security, but the issue has seemed to fade into the background somewhat amid the fight over funding for President Trump's border wall and the National Emergency Declaration. What's happened in recent months?
The position of the Dreamers has actually almost been reversed. About a year ago, when Democrats and Republicans were debating border security, it was Democrats who were proposing a permanent legislative resolution of the fate of the Dreamers in exchange for border funding. This time around, the fight that's just concluded, or is just starting, depending on how you look at it, it was Republicans who proposed a temporary extension of protections for the Dreamers, a three-year extension. Democrats rejected that, saying it wasn't good enough in exchange for funding for a permanent wall. And so they actually are fairly open about the fact that they took Dreamers off the negotiating table. But that, of course, brings the question of what they're going to do for them now.
And perhaps a more cynical take, which you write about, Republicans have accused Democrats of balking at the three-year extension they proposed because they didn't want to give President Trump credit for resolving the issue, albeit temporarily, as we head into the 2020 elections.
That's certainly what you're hearing from some Republicans. You will also hear Democrats make a very full-throated response that is along the lines of not wanting to have a temporary fix anymore. The idea that they wanted to pursue for Dreamers had been a final and permanent resolution of their status.
Luis, what can you tell us about Democratic efforts at this point to revive the issue and introduce legislation that would protect Dreamers? What do we know about their plans?
We know that Democrats plan to introduce legislation. The specific details of it aren't available, but there have been previous iterations that give a fairly clear map of where they might be heading. The other important thing for people to know about this, though, is that it's likely to be relatively slow, weeks if not months. That's because Democrats have committed to using a process known as regular order in the House, which is, as you might guess by the name, more orderly but also slower. There's also, of course, questions about whether the Senate, which Democrats do not control, would be willing to take up the legislation and how eager they are to pursue it aggressively.
And what about the legal fight over DACA? Where does that stand right now?
The legal fight over DACA also has the Dreamers in something of a kind of limbo, but also something of an ongoing protected status. That's because the Supreme Court has declined to take up the DACA case right now. But while it remains a potential avenue that the Supreme Court could take up in the future, the protections that are currently held by around 700,000 Dreamers remain in place for now.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Louise Radnofsky joining us via Skype from Washington, D.C. Thanks so much, Louise.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.